almost unanimously. The groups that represent families in this state are supporting Ed Rendell, not Mike Fisher, saying Ed Rendell is the one candidate with the best plan for health care.
Today, when you go to the drugstore and fill a prescription, you never think twice about whether or not that medicine is real or fake, safe or dangerous, because the FDA gold standard has protected Americans for decades. Shockingly, Congress is set to vote on changes to that safe system.
As a congressman, Bill Richardson brought better-paying technology jobs to New Mexico. As governor, Bill Richardson will expand trade with Mexico and create a statewide technology initiative.
When times are tough, Americans unite. We put aside our differences and do what's best for the nation. It's why President Bush and moderate Democrats reached a compromise plan to get South Dakota back to work.
A lot of people have lost their jobs and don't have health care.
You expect Republicans to criticize Democrats and Democrats to criticize Republicans. That's politics. But when a Democrat criticizes another Democrat, it bears listening to.
4 years ago, we elected Harvey Johnson to fight crime. Sadly, he failed us. The Johnson record is clear. Too much crime, too few arrests, failed leadership. Jackson deserves better. It's time for a change. Governor Bush, legislative leaders from both parties, and major newspapers from across Florida all agree. Tort reform is needed now to protect Florida's elderly.
How's the traffic today? Whether it's bad or not, turn the clock back 10 years and imagine how bad it might have been if Virginia hadn't had the foresight to invest in one of the largest road building programs on the East Coast.
Okay, so he comes back the next week and the duck says to the psychiatrist, "Hey, where do you think you are? Pennsylvania?"
He voted against dairy farmers. He voted to raise property taxes on upstate homeowners. And because he's from New York City, he said we should raise gas taxes even if we don't need the money.
And when the arguments are over and the campaign is ended, there will still be one fundamental truth. He's on our side.